that song, Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. This country that we live in, as you drive around, just open the eyes that you have to see and thank God for your sight. We have a friend who is blind. She can't see those things. The beauty of God is all around us. And just to thank him, as I drive down South Head Road, I thank God for everything I see, and I am blessed.
Blessed, eh?
Thank you.
Blessed.
I just want to say how good God is, because when we got back from Canberra last Monday, the doors were closed, and I knew that was isolation for 7 days, and I didn't like it because I had made up my mind I was going to be sitting in church today. So I kept praying, and everybody I asked, they said, you know, it's 7 days. And then Friday afternoon, the head sister came by. She said, what could I do for you? I said, let me go to church. She said, sneak out and you can go. Praise God, it was only God that got me here.
So good. So good. Anyone else got some gifts they want to bring to the church? Yes.
Thank you. Oh, sorry.
I think we'll open those eyes, eh, Loris?
This is what, in my prayer time this morning, John 8:12. Jesus applies the title to himself while debating with the Jews and states, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of life. And then I saw his light, this beaming, penetrating light, going through all of our sickness, all of our depression, anything that's darkness in us, his beaming light goes in to all of us and takes it away. Takes it away if we believe he is the light of the world.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you. We might be light on numbers, but we are packed to the hilt in the spirit. Every single one of you is going to touch someone's life, is going to shine on someone's life this week. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I got a picture of the Pool of Bethesda, and you will remember that all the people were around this pool. And it was only the first one who got in when the water was troubled that got healed. And I feel today that a lot of us are around the pool and not even in a position where you can get into the water, but it's not till you get into the water that you will receive from God. And in the prayer room this morning, Sylvia had a word too, that everybody here would go deeper, that you'd get in to that water, that would go to your ankles and then up to your thighs and then completely cover you. So don't be like those people who are just sitting around the edge of the Pool of Bethesda and drawing back. You know if that's you. You know in yourself if you've always drawn back and you've never really wanted to go any further. But now's the day when you have to, in your heart, go, I'm going to go deeper into this pool and I am going to receive from God.
Amen.